fishing.
Okay.
He's fishing. He's fishing.
Yeah, surgery?
Fine, let him fish.
Yeah, right.
Well, actually, you know, he did. You know, when you're trying to do stuff like that, you know, the old lawyer
who well
used examination, you don't know the answer to.
When did you get the surgery?
So he'll never get it.
When did you get the surgery? 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Come on, folks, let's go. It's late. It's getting late and later and later.
No way.
Well, let's hope it moves quicker than that. Okay, are we ready to get started? What's the next item on the agenda, Chief?
Item four, the budget.
Okay, you got the floor.
New business item number four is the second reading of the operational budget for fiscal year 2014-2015. On April 23rd, the Finance Committee met to review and discuss the draft of the preliminary KPP-CSD operational budget for fiscal years 2014-2015. Highlights of the preliminary operational budget for that fiscal year, or this upcoming fiscal year, is as follows. Total estimated revenues for fiscal year are $2,667,450 plus an additional $100,000 in grant COPS grant funding. Total estimated expenses for fiscal year 14-15 are estimated to be $2,997,657.
I did it.
This represents an increase of $323,054 in expenses over fiscal year 13-14. This increase is primarily a result in increases in several items, including the 3% increase in officer salaries per the MOU signed this year for $44,950, an increase of $29,900 for non-sworn salary adjustments, a $79,000 increase in the amount budgeted for the retirees medical trust as a result of the recent actuarial report completed in August of 2013, an $80,000 increase in budget amount for legal fees, an additional $50,000 budgeted for the request for proposal process for solid waste and recycling contract. The total estimated shortfall for the 2014-2015 fiscal year is projected to be $230,000. The board had the first reading of operational budget for fiscal year 14-15 at the May 8th board meeting. There have been no changes made to the budget since that first reading. And if you recall, one of the things we talked about is at the first reading was the budget was presented to you as a draft. We were going to have the second reading this meeting, and at which time, if the board had a chance to review the draft for the past month, you can make the changes. Now, the board also has your option tonight, basically, is, I mean, if you wanted, you can accept the budget as presented, and we can make the adjustments next month. And what adjustments are we talking about? Well, already we know that we're saving $35,000 on the lease agreement with the fire district. We're going to be talking about Measure G shortly. That's an additional, it could swing the budget $13,000. So we're going to be, we also know that we're going to enter into the contract with HF&H for $79,000, not the $95,000 that's in there. So there are budget adjustments that can be made. So your option tonight is, one, you can accept the budget as it's prepared, or we can hold off until July where I can make these changes and we can have a third reading of the budget and pass it at that time. It's whatever your pleasure is.
I go for the third reading option. Any board members have thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm wondering, Chief, do we have any better handle on increasing revenues now versus last month?
As far as revenues, there's only one that you get to have the Well, the only increase in revenue you have a handle on is what's coming up next, and that's setting of Measure G. So if you go with, we'll talk about that. So that as far as revenue, that's the only chance you have to change anything.
I think her question is, do we know better what the property tax revenues are?
No, we do not.
Be?
I will not know the property tax revenues until August, September.
And we had built in 5% or 4%?
Oh, goodness. I think we were very conservative. I think I used 4.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason I asked that is that I did look up the assessor's projection on that, and I recall it to be 4.9 for unincorporated areas. So we may gain, and I wondered if you had a better reading.
Right. No, I think I used the 4% when
4%.
We calculated
okay.
it.
Good to know. Any other comments, questions from the board? How about the public?
I've been waiting for this all night.
I know.
I am asking that you do not okay line item 830 at $150,000. We talked about that at Finance Committee, and the chief felt that the board ought to decide. There was some support on the Finance Committee to make it $75,000 versus $150,000. Now, I've been talking about legal fees for a very long time, and I kind of wish we would have had this agenda item before the last one, because we had a much friendlier room at that time at 8:45 than we have now. The legal fees have done a number of really bad things for us besides spending the money. It
has not shown us that without the legal fee problems, that we are not able to get a budget that is balanced.
Now, it really helps that you ended up getting $30,000, but that's still not
nearly enough to get us in balance.
And we have used the legal fees as sort of an excuse for not being able to have a balanced budget, but it wouldn't do it even with the legal fees. But with what the chief has said about the adjustments there, and if you were to bring it to $75,000, then we probably can bring the 230 to 150, 160. So I'm asking you to think that we still have a friendly room and legal budget for only $75,000.
Professor Kruger, I know that you advanced that. I was in the room. I couldn't participate at that meeting because it would have been 3 members and made a majority. What do you base the reduction on? My concept of a budget is something that's a limiting factor in terms of what you're going to spend. And I think the chief's position at that time, as I heard it, was that based upon recent past experience, we exceed that. So give me a little philosophy underlying your request.
I'm assuming that ultimately we're going to learn to get along with one another a little bit better.
And
I mean, we clearly have spent some money that, in retrospect, we should not have spent. The other thing is, see, I'm never quite, I don't know whether all the things that come from the chief or what instructions are. You know, so I don't know who to blame for all of this, and I don't know that blame
helps. Oh, blame me, everybody else
but,
does.
Pardon me? But a number of times when I deal with the chief on some issues, there is this thing, he either says, this is contract, or he said, it's in a budget. Well, we put it in a budget. Just because it's in a budget, we don't have to spend it. But there is
some way of saying, it's there, so let's spend it. It seems to be a small town like this. We have a $2.6 million revenue. We ought not to be spending more than $75,000 a year.
I couldn't agree with you more. And what I'm going to argue with you on is the notion that the presence of the figure drives the expenditure. This budget, as far as I see it, is a reflection of actual cash flows in the community and reasonable expectations based upon actual cash flows. We can't control whether we get sued. And it isn't a question of somewhere we have $150,000, so we're going to have one more lawsuit. That's not how it happens. And so where are you thinking that it comes from, the impetus to do that? And we can speak plainly here. I mean, I know that you have the best of intentions in bringing this up.
But under normal circumstances, we ought not to be spending more than $75,000. Now, if we had something very unusual happening for the year, then the chief could easily say, you know, these were very unusual circumstances. That's how we spend it.
I see what you're saying. What you're saying is you're treating the budget as a conceptual item of what is reasonable under the circumstances, and then if it does go over that, it goes over that, and you have exceeded the budget, and it demands an explanation. That's a fair point of discussion.
There are always reasons why you are not on budget if there is a legitimate unusual circumstance. See, I don't think in terms of you five as financially very responsible people. I would probably, maybe three and a half of you not being very responsible financially. Did I screw it up for myself here?
No.
Can you say that again? I'm not sure I got the grasp of it.
What?
Were you accusing us of being stupid? What did you say about us not being financially responsible?
Yeah, I would think that three and a half of you are not financially responsible. But that's just my perspective.
Well, which one's the half person?
I better know who's the one person. That's what.
Boy, you haven't lost a thing.
He's having fun with
us. He's got
tonight.
His edge.
Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to mention that I totally agree with you, and for looking at the purpose of a reserve, I think you just talked about what a reserve is for. If you have to go over, then you do have to explain. But I think best practices would say that you look at the budget in 2015-16, and then you take that and you look at 2016-17. And then you take the same figures over. So in that respect, you're right, that's basic. But if you know something, like you said, if something happens and it's unusual, and you have to assume it's unusual, whether people get along or not, you just can't. And if I put my little two cents in, I think you did the right thing, because me as a community member, I would want the best possible board members there are. And if you sue somebody because of their vote, we won't have anybody that wants to do what you guys are doing. So I think that was the purpose that I fell into. That was my purpose.
All right, let me. Okay, go ahead.
On this point.
And I just wanted to express my, because I never expressed that before.
Okay, thank you. But, Professor, I don't think that it is reasonable to assume that litigation, which is still ongoing, and there are things that we cannot, without compromising some of the privileges that we do hold, we know of those, and they can be pretty well quantified in what would be necessary in order to engage the professional services necessary to address them. So because we know that, I have a personal feeling that in this instance, although I agree with you that substantively, $75,000 is a pretty good figure for the size of budget that we have in relation to the budget. I don't believe that under our current circumstances, it is at all realistic. And I know that was a recommendation of the Finance Committee. I have to say, until tonight, I didn't understand the philosophy that you had behind it. So thank you for bringing that up. And I hope I'm not the half person.
Well, I want to echo what Linda said. I mean, I get your point, too. And, it's like, I think what you're saying is, if we just accept a situation that's not acceptable, then we sort of get used to it and we don't respond, we don't comment on it, we don't have enough impetus behind explaining why things are so out of whack. And so if we put a figure in there like the $75,000 and we exceed it, that forces consideration of why. And that forces us to be, looking at what's abnormal about the situation. So I totally get that. On the other hand, I'm not sure it's a distinction really that makes a huge difference. You know, that Gertrude Stein saying, a difference to be a difference must make a difference. Either way, we are going to have to be explaining what's going on with the litigation. Either way, it doesn't matter what we put in there in that line item. Every litigation expense we have that represents ongoing litigation or new litigation is going to have to be explained. If we were spending all this just doing consulting, hey, I got to run to my lawyer to talk about the weather report, this, that, or the other thing, that would be one thing. But this expense is coming from litigation. As Linda said, we don't control it. So I think either way, we're going to be having the discussion you want to see happen. Go ahead, Dr. Schwartzberg. All right, I don't want to get into a discussion about the writ. That is in litigation.
There will be charge made that I feel I need to correct. That's not what it was about.
All right, she made her charge in two sentences. You can correct it in your two sentences, and then we're moving on. All right, thank you. Go ahead.
It was for the previous year. The police officers, no.
I, too, Linda, find it interesting the way you present it. And I'm sort of, I can be persuaded that what we should actually do is have a budget that has a reasonable amount of attorney's fees and trust our citizens, three of whom are in the room now, who've been actively involved in suing the district, to take that into consideration in thinking about how we might resolve differences. There are ways to resolve differences other than through litigation. And maybe we encourage people to do that, and if they don't, then we get to explain to the community the reason we're over budget is because of litigation. It's an interesting political
issue. Well, am I getting the sense that we're going to go with the suggestion that we take this up next meeting, the third budget reading? So we have some time to think about this issue.
The chief wanted to make some changes anyway, right?
Well, I wanted to make the changes so that we could have a finalized budget next meeting. Yeah. If we talk about the $75,000 allocated for legal, then I'd have to change the budget a fourth time.
Well, I'm actually in favor of leaving it at $150,000. That may seem fiscally irresponsible, mind you, but I'll do that because based on the last 4 years, that's what I've seen being spent on what I consider to be harmful litigation that's only draining the tax coffers of this community.
Well, do we have to make that decision now?
I'm putting my two cents in.
Okay.
My two sentences. I
think we do, though, right?
All I'm saying is we've had a second reading of the budget, per se, tonight. So we've met that policy commitment. Now, what I'm going to do is change the numbers. We're going to have some different numbers as far as revenue, hopefully Measure G, we're gonna have some different expense numbers with some of the things we've seen. There's another, you know, to be honest about it, there's another thing out there, and that's a West County funding that we're going to be looking at
school
in
district
July,
plan.
And that's going to change the budget too. So we can still have that discussion whether we go 150 or 75,000, because we're still going to have another discussion in July about that.
Yeah, he's talking about the 50,000 a year commitment,
right?
We've seen
so
that
I
from
mean,
the school district.
There's really no, you know, other than, you know, it'd be nice to be able to say we have a budget moving into the next fiscal year. I think we're okay, and I think we're probably going to have another reading of the budget anyway to make those changes. I think we're fine.
And the point is, though, I mean, when we have that reading, we can make a change in those figures at that time.
We can make them at that time, right, and it'll just be reflected when I print out a final copy.
Okay, so do we need to table this for the next time around? Do we need to have a vote?
Yeah, I'll just.
We can just wait.
Accept
right?
It. We've had a second reading of the budget, so we've met the policy aspects of it, and we'll discuss this budget at July meeting.
Okay, so no action necessary at this point, and we move on to the next. Are you wanting to comment on this again? Okay, let's move on to the next agenda item, which is
Measure G.
Item 5. Go ahead, Chief.
Okay, tonight the board will be asked to adopt fiscal year budget 2014-2015. We had that discussion, and we've actually basically tabled it until July. However, that estimated revenues to be at $2.6 million and expenses at $2.9 million, with an estimated shortfall of $330,000. That doesn't take into account the COPS grant funding of $100,000, which would reduce our projected shortfall for $230,000. Our estimated revenue of the $2.6 million is made up of three primary revenue sources: the property tax levy collection of $1.3 million, the police special tax collection of $680,000, and the Measure G collection of, at the 2013-2014 rate, at $488,000. Measure G was passed in 2010 and initially set at $179 per parcel for single-family residences. Measure G has remained set at this $179 per parcel rate every year since then, until last year, when it was raised to the maximum amount of $214.91 per parcel. Per Resolution 2014-07, the maximum rate that Measure G can be set at for fiscal year 2014-2015 is $220.90 per parcel for single-family residences. This represents an increase of 2.79%, which is a CPI increase for the Bay Area over last year's maximum rate. Setting Measure G at the maximum rate for fiscal year 14-15 would result in revenue collected from Measure G of $501,443, and an increase to district revenue for the 2014-2015 fiscal year of $13,443. So what I'm asking from the board tonight is to, again, increase Measure G to the maximum amount, which would be $220.90 per parcel. This only represents a 2.79% increase over last year's maximum rate. To the individual parcels, we're talking about $5.99 for the whole year. It comes out to 50 cents a year. And it will, I'm sorry, fiscal year, 50 cents a month. And it would increase our revenues for this coming fiscal year of over $13,000.
Discussion? Public comment? Do I hear a motion?
What I need in the motion, if you accept my proposal, what I need us to do is actually go down on page 198, and we actually have to set the individual rates for each parcel, and we would do it by going single-family residence. The motion would be made that it be set at $220.90 per parcel, and then we do the multiple unit rate, set that at $331, and on down the list.
So I think what we actually have to do is adopt the resolution and then set each particular tax rate.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would move that we adopt resolution 2014-07, and then I would add to that resolution that the single-family residential rate be $220.90, the multiple unit residential rate be $331.35. Rich, can we do it in a group like this?
Or yeah.
Okay. The commercial institutional rate be $331.35, and the miscellaneous improved property be $220.90, and the unimproved property be $66.27. And I had $5 a year for Pat's cough syrup. Oh, I'm sorry. That was just a joke, folks. Honestly, I won't do that.
So I second the motion.
So let the record reflect he was reading off of page 197, in case there's any question about that. So,
I second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
And we
resolution
do need to sign
is adopted.
Tonight before we leave. And okay. Chief, you'll fill in the blanks for us before we sign,
yes.
And then we can all sign that?
Yes. Okay. So don't leave right after this.
Oh, we aren't. We still have closed session.
Good luck with
not
that.
Not for long.
Not for long.
Next item?
Okay, bottom of the ninth here, item six.
Okay, item number six is resolution 2014-08, which is a resolution of the Board of Directors to basically ordering the even year Board of Directors election, the consolidation of elections, and the specifications of the election order. So what this resolution is basically doing, up in November, three of the five board seats are up for re-election. Director Lipscomb, Director Welsh, and Director Lloyd's seats are all up for election this coming November. What this resolution does is basically orders the county to put those three seats up on the ballot. It also indicates to the county that the candidates that will be running for the three vacancies will pay their own candidate statement cost of $112.50, and it also directs the register of voters to consolidate the election with other elections to be held in our county, therefore reducing the cost to us. So what I'm requesting tonight is the approval of resolution 2014-08 as presented.
So if we don't approve it, does that mean they have to stay in office? Oh. I'm sorry. That was just a joke.
I move that we adopt resolution 2014.
Any discussion?
Oh, personal?
Any discussion? Public comment? Okay. Go
I
ahead.
I move that we adopt resolution 2014-08 as written and appearing at 201 and 202.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. Excuse me. The motion passes. Okay. I think that brings us to the end of the board meeting.
The end of the open session.
Open session of the board meeting. We still have the closed session. So do I have a motion to close the open session of the meeting?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're closed.
Please stay for me.